So welcome back to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council, and I'm joined in the studio by Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we have talked over the past hour or so, we've talked about a whole variety of different areas across Harrogate, Craven and Wharfdale with regards to roads. We're not going to talk about roads now. We're going to talk about something that's coming for 2018, one of which is to do with trains and one of which is to do with broadband. You take your pick. Which one do we want to talk about first?
Oh, let's take broadband first, since it's very topical. We will be announcing in the next few days the winner of our Phase 3 broadband expansion programme. Just to clarify, North Yorkshire County Council owns an organisation known as Superfast North Yorkshire, which was formed in 2011. And it was formed in order to expand superfast broadband, which is broadband of a download speed of 25 megabits per second or higher, to all those parts of the county which the commercial marketplace wouldn't reach. So this is a programme that so far has seen 165,000 connections under phases 1 and 2. We're just coming to the end of phase 2 now. Recent connections in the Harrogate area have included villages like Kirby Overblow and Scotton, areas that have been looking forward to receiving their superfast broadband, and now they're getting it.
My mum lives in Little Ribston. She's just got it and she's over the moon. She cannot believe how fast it is.
No, well, absolutely right. Good broadband, superfast broadband is very important. It's as important to many households now and businesses as gas and electric and water. So it is an essential utility, which is exactly why North Yorkshire County Council is investing a lot of money in bringing it throughout the county. But under Phase 3, which I say will be announced in a few days' time, there's some very exciting news about Phase 3 and the quality of broadband that will bring with it, but we'll leave that for a few days. But let me just say that those people who've been waiting for years for superfast broadband to reach them, it is going to be very, very good news and your patience will be well rewarded. Phase 3 is worth up to £33 million, most of which is being provided by North Yorkshire County Council, will take the coverage of superfast broadband in the county from around 89% to 90% of all premises at the moment up to about 94% or 95%. I know that will still leave 5% of premises, let's say about 15,000 premises in the county. We're also working on those. There are other things that we can use to connect those up, including satellite or wireless services. But we are determined to continue this rollout programme because it's not just good for individual businesses, for people's education, for people's enjoyment, for people booking holidays, people receiving medical treatment via online services, but it's good for the economy of the whole county. And that is particularly important. It's good for the jobs and the well-being of Harrogate District and of North Yorkshire.
Internet moves incredibly fast, doesn't it? There's a lot of things that we couldn't do without the internet now. So doing that as quickly and as efficiently as possible is going to be great for everybody. From broadband then, in 2018, there's something different happening with railways. Tell me about that.
There is. Could I just add a little bit about mobile telephony, mobile telephone services? Here in Harrogate, where we're sitting at the moment, most of us, if we've got a smartphone, we'll notice on our smartphone we're receiving 4G services on our smartphone. If not, we're getting 3G. But there are still plenty of parts of North Yorkshire which don't have that type of service on their mobile phone. And in fact, in some cases, if you take your mobile phone, there's absolutely no signal at all. Good mobile telephony services are, of course, also good, not just personally, but for the economy. So North Yorkshire County Council has employed recently a new officer who will dedicate himself to working with mobile phone providers to expand mobile telephony throughout the county.
OK, let's talk about railways then, Councillor Don McKenzie. What's coming up in 2018?
Yes, well, North Yorkshire County Council's influence over the railways is a little less than over the highways, of course, since we own the highways, but we don't own the railways. Nevertheless, we are the transport authority and we do work very closely indeed with other providers of transport like the railways. And of course, there has been some magnificent news about railway services for Harrogate and Knaresborough in recent weeks and months. We will be getting shortly 4 services every hour between Knaresborough, Harrogate and Leeds. And indeed, there was a recent announcement, and it has started this month, that there will be 2 services per hour on a Sunday between York and Harrogate. And indeed, the service to York has been a disappointment to many of our residents, that an hourly service, or at some parts, times of the week, even worse than that, simply isn't good enough, especially not if you're seeking to get a connection with another East Coast mainline train in York. So that's good news. There's more good news to follow, I believe, because our aim is to ensure that there are 2 services every hour between Harrogate, Knaresborough and York. North Yorkshire County Council, with help from the Local Enterprise Partnership of North Yorkshire, has set aside funding to enable the train operator to provide 2 services every hour, every day of the week, and also to make journey times a bit faster. We're still talking to Network Rail and with the Northern Rail Company as far as how we bring that about, but we are hoping to make very shortly an announcement about exactly how we're going to use that investment and how we improve services on the Harrogate to York line in order to bring about 2 services every hour, every day of the week, and also to shorten journey time by a few minutes.
It's great news for rail travellers then, isn't it? More places, more quickly.
It is. Well, rail, public transport is very important. The more people who use public transport or other sustainable transport methods, the fewer people are on our highways clogging them up.
Well, Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you so much. We are looking forward to 2018. Lots of brilliant stuff happening across North Yorkshire. I think that's probably it. Apart from one thing, from Stray FM to you, a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks very much, and I reciprocate that.